but the pattern in mammals is radically different. In the gastrulation stage, a fish is very different from an amphibian, and both are very different from reptiles, birds, and mammals. This is certainly not a pattern in which the earliest stages are the most similar and later stages are more different. Like Haeckel's fakery, the dissimilarity of early vertebrate embryos was well known in the 19th century. Embryologist Adam Sedgwick pointed out in 1894 that the doctrine of early similarity and late difference is not in accordance with the facts of development. Comparing a dogfish with a chicken, Sedgwick wrote, "There is no stage of development in which the unaided eye would fail to distinguish between them with ease." It is not necessary to emphasize further these embryonic differences, Sedgwick continued, because every embryologist knows that they exist and could bring forward innumerable instances of them. I need only say with regard to them that a species is distinct and distinguishable from its allies from the very earliest stages all through the development. Modern embryologists confirm this. Dartmouth College biologist William Ballard wrote in 1976 that it is only by semantic tricks and subjective selection of evidence, by bending the facts of nature, that one can argue that the cleavage and gastrulation stages of vertebrates are more alike than their adults. And in 1987, embryologist Richard P. Ellenson emphasized that the early developmental stages of frogs, chicks, and mice are radically different. Darwinism explains the evidence away. So vertebrate embryos start out looking very different, then they become somewhat similar midway through development, though not as similar as Haeckel made them out to be, before diverging again. Embryologists call this pattern the developmental hourglass. Some recent biology textbooks have replaced Haeckel's faked drawings with photographs of actual embryos, but they continue to mislead students about the true pattern of vertebrate development. Miller and Levine's widely used high school textbook, Prentice Hall Biology, 2002, uses photographs to convince students that, in their early stages of development, chickens, turtles, and rats look similar, providing evidence that they shared a common ancestor. Yet the book omits fish and frog embryos, which look very different, and its photographs of a turtle, chick, and rat are from the midpoint of development, rather than an early stage. Darwin's strongest evidence, however, was the supposed similarity of embryos in their earliest stages. If embryos are the key to ancestry, as Darwin claimed, then the developmental hourglass pattern is more consistent with separate origins than common ancestry. Instead of acknowledging the possibility that vertebrates might have different ancestors, Darwinists claim that the developmental hourglass pattern merely shows that early development can evolve easily. According to Duke University's Gregory Ray, profound changes in developmental mechanisms can evolve quite rapidly.